This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm really excited about our guest today. Got to see him live at Scale Up Conference in Anaheim, California last month, and his message, his story just resonated in a big way. It hit the audience captivated, myself included. And his bio, San Francisco-based Alden Mills, began taking control of his life at age 12. Doctor told him to learn chess because his asthma would keep him from playing sports. His first goal was to conquer the asthma, and then he went on to achieve extraordinary things. I'm going to let him tell you some of those, but in sports, academics, military service, Olympic festival, he was a gold medalist, captain and freshman of varsity teams at the U.S. Naval Academy, a Navy SEAL, led his platoon through multiple missions. He ended up founding Perfect Fitness and led it to grow over 12,000, that is not a typo, 12,000% annual sales of $90 million and Inc. magazine recognition as the fastest growing consumer product in America in just 3 years. He's developed 40 patents, including the Perfect Push-Up, Perfect Pull-Up, Perfect Sit-Up, Perfect Ab Carver, and more. And his books are Be Unstoppable, The 8 Essential Actions to Succeed at Anything, and Unstoppable Teams, which I'm holding a segment of that right here, The 4 Essential Actions of High Performance Leadership. You've seen him on shows such as ABC's Dateline or Nightline, CBS This Morning, The Big Idea with Donny Douche, and more. There's so much more, but I want to get to our conversation. So, Alden, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Derek, it's an honor to be here, and I love what you're doing.
Transformational leaders, 10 times multipliers. That's what we're looking for, obviously. But how does a leader who says, you know, that sounds great, how do I get out of my own way? The first step is to do what? To care?
The first step is to make sure you're leading yourself. You know, the book is set up as what I call the three lines of leadership. And think of it like a pebble in a pond with a series of concentric circles. The smallest one, which is the most powerful one, is the first line, leading yourself. The second one is leading your directs. Those would be your direct reports. And the third one, which is the largest influencer, is leading your indirects, your customers, your contributors, like suppliers and vendors, to the communities in which you operate in. But all of them are just mere reflections of how you lead yourself. So if you don't truly believe that, let's say you have asthma and that you can't really work out and you just have to play chess for the rest of your life, then how are you going to get other people to go out there and work out or be something beyond just a chess player? Very difficult. They're not going to really buy into it from you. But if your mindset is one of, hey, yeah, I know, we got that, we'll keep that in check, but let's go out there and figure out a way that we can really excel. And when you do that, that's the first step in the magic of helping become a transformational leader.
That's a powerful and scary yet challenging statement. All are mere reflections of how you lead yourself. Powerful. Alden, we have just another minute left. I want to talk about you and then talk about where we can find your book. But tell me, for you, of all these things you've accomplished, and I've had fun learning from you, from reading part of your book, and then also from getting to hear you speak, And I thought to myself, what is your proudest personal or professional moment? Like, if you could pick one, it could be a small moment, a big moment. What stands out to you top of mind of something that you're most proud of as an accomplishment?
Being a father of four boys and watching them overcome. That's it. Wow. Without question. You know, there are all different types of leadership opportunities. The first one is leading ourselves. I think the single most important one after leading ourselves is leading our family. And then there's the professional leadership, of course, and then there's the leadership within our community. Those four quadrants are all critical to how we can make a positive impact in our spheres of influence. And we need more leaders than ever before in today's world. In a world of such high levels of connectivity, think social networks, but low levels of human connection. More and more, we need people that know how to connect at a human level, not an electronic level.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.